Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I'm going to have my A-levels this year, so life is pretty stressful for me at the moment. When confronted with stress, all I want to do is to get rid of my anxieties. So I often turn to snacks to cope. You see, food is familiar, and it's a comforting option in uncomfortable situations. I'm now trying to break this unhealthy habit. I leave notes and positive reminders everywhere. They are supposed to encourage me to avoid snacks when I'm tired and stressed out.
Speaker B.
Being a teenage girl, I'm often down in the dumps. When I'm feeling down, usually for no reason, I often have a snack. Life doesn't seem so bad to me after a packet of crisps, you know. Snacks help me distract myself. I know it's bad, as it means I use food as an outlet for my feelings. I should learn to separate them from hunger. Otherwise, I'll end up having weight problems. I think I should start a journal to keep track of my feelings and use that to work through them.
Speaker C. Once, I had to spend about 1 month at home because of a health problem. I remember having nothing interesting to do. I ended up watching TV sitcoms and eating crisps all day long. I know I could have chosen a healthier option, but I ate just crisps. When my doctor finally let me go back to school, my clothes didn't fit me anymore. I should have given my brain something else to focus on instead of occupying myself with endless films and unhealthy snacks. Speaker D.
My parents say that I remind them of our dog, Jimmy, at times. You see, he gets a treat every time he behaves well. It's the same with me. When I finish an important school project or get an excellent mark for an exam, I want to have some crisps or any crunching snack. Of course, my parents are just joking when they compare me with our dog, but to be perfectly frank, I know they are worried that indulging myself with a snack as a treat can lead to poor eating habits.
Speaker E.
I don't think that all snacks are unhealthy. We choose unhealthy foods like crisps only because they're often simpler and more convenient than more nutritious options. The best thing will be to improve your snack habits by making it easier to eat better. You can always choose fresh vegetable sticks, apples or berries, over a packet of crisps. You can also have some peanut butter, Greek yogurt, cheese cubes or nuts, like almonds, walnuts, or cashews.
Speaker F.
I know many people think having a snack during the day is an unhealthy habit. However, when done mindfully, snacking can provide you with lots of benefits. It can be the boost you need to power through that work project, or the bite that stops you from giving in to more unhealthy cravings. Snacking has been shown to have positive health benefits, It can provide your body with necessary vitamins and minerals, as well as reduce your body cholesterol levels.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I'm going to have my A-levels this year, so life is pretty stressful for me at the moment. When confronted with stress, all I want to do is to get rid of my anxieties. So I often turn to snacks to cope. You see, food is familiar, and it's a comforting option in uncomfortable situations. I'm now trying to break this unhealthy habit. I leave notes and positive reminders everywhere. They are supposed to encourage me to avoid snacks when I'm tired and stressed out.
Speaker B.
Being a teenage girl, I'm often down in the dumps. When I'm feeling down, usually for no reason, I often have a snack. Life doesn't seem so bad to me after a packet of crisps, you know. Snacks help me distract myself. I know it's bad, as it means I use food as an outlet for my feelings. I should learn to separate them from hunger. Otherwise, I'll end up having weight problems. I think I should start a journal to keep track of my feelings and use that to work through them.
Speaker C. Once, I had to spend about a month at home because of a health problem. I remember having nothing interesting to do. I ended up watching TV sitcoms and eating crisps all day long. I know I could have chosen a healthier option, but I ate just crisps. When my doctor finally let me go back to school, my clothes didn't fit me anymore. I should have given my brain something else to focus on instead of occupying myself with endless films and unhealthy snacks. Speaker D.
My parents say that I remind them of our dog, Jimmy, at times. You see, he gets a treat every time he behaves well. It's the same with me. When I finish an important school project or get an excellent mark for an exam, I want to have some crisps or any crunching snack. Of course, my parents are just joking when they compare me with our dog, but to be perfectly frank, I know they are worried that indulging myself with a snack as a treat can lead to poor eating habits.
Speaker E.
I don't think that all snacks are unhealthy. We choose unhealthy foods like crisps only because they're often simpler and more convenient than more nutritious options. The best thing will be to improve your snack habits by making it easier to eat better. You can always choose fresh vegetable sticks, apples or berries, over a packet of crisps. You can also have some peanut butter, Greek yogurt, cheese cubes or nuts like almonds, walnuts or cashews.
Speaker F.
I know many people think having a snack during the day is an unhealthy habit. However, when done mindfully, snacking can provide you with lots of benefits. It can be the boost you need to power through that work project, or the bite that stops you from giving in to more unhealthy cravings. Snacking has been shown to have positive health benefits. It can provide your body with necessary vitamins and minerals, as well as reduce your body cholesterol levels.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.